I am Nathan Gari. December 16th, 1990. Interviewing Charlene Gari, a former student. My house. When and where were you born?
I was born in Ishpeming, Michigan, and I was born in at Bell Memorial Hospital in September 30th, 1950.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one brother and two sisters. My brother is Jim Gravidoni, and he's 33 years old. Yeah, my brother. And my two sisters, one is Peggy, and she's 39, and my younger sister is Lindell, and she's 36.
Do you know when and where your parents were born?
My mother was born in Bell Memorial, in Ishpeming, and my father was born in a house in Ishpeming.
Okay. What years did you attend National Mine School?
I attended National Mine in, from kindergarten, 1955, until third grade in 1958, and then we moved away for 3 years and I was gone, so then I came back in seventh grade, and then I finished and graduated in 68.
Do you remember the names of any grade school teachers, and could you describe what they were like?
I remember a few names, like I remember Mrs. Magnuson was my first grade teacher, but I remember Mrs. Gleason the most. She was the kindergarten teacher and the art teacher all through grade school, and the music teacher too, and the play director.
Did you have a favorite?
Yeah, Mrs. Gleason was.
Why or why not?
I think she really influenced my life in art and gave me a love for music and for plays.
Why do you like plays so much?
Why do I like plays? I don't know. I like being able to tell a message by acting. I think people pay more attention to plays.
Do you remember any humorous or interesting stories about your grade school teachers?
No, I can't remember any.
Okay, do you remember the names of some of your junior high or high school teachers?
No. My junior high years, well actually it was my grade school years that were hard. We moved around a lot. And we just moved back in seventh grade and I really don't remember too much about 7th and 8th grade.
Could you describe what they were like?
Nope.
Did you have a favorite high school or high school teacher?
A favorite high school teacher? Oh boy. I don't think I had a favorite one. I liked a lot of them. I liked all my teachers. I love school.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories about your high school teachers?
My high school teachers? No, I can't remember any.
Okay. How did you get to school each day and how far was it?
I took the bus to school every day and we were the last person on in the morning and the last person on off at night, and we were on the bus for an hour before we got home.
Well, do you know how far it was?
How many miles?
Yeah.
Oh my. No, but we went all the way. Oh, all the way out to where? It was the old mine road. They closed that one off. And halfway to Palmer on the back road. We used to go way out there.
What time did you start school?
I think it was 9.
How did the kids dress when you were in school?
We had a dress code, and the girls' skirts had to touch the floor when they knelt on the floor, and girls had to wear dresses. They couldn't wear pants. They would wear pants underneath their skirts when they had to walk to school, but they'd take them off when they got there. And boys would have to wear no jeans and sort of dress clothes, I guess.
What kinds of subjects were taught at that time?
In high school?
Yeah.
Well, I took French, chemistry, biology, algebra, trigonometry. Probably a lot of the same ones that are known.
What was your favorite subject?
My favorite. I loved algebra, but I also loved biology.
Why?
I like science facts. I think it's very interesting. I once thought that I might want to be a lab technician or go to be a scientist.
What subject gave you the most difficult, and why?
The most difficult would have been history, probably, because it didn't interest me very much. Then I felt like history wasn't going to do me any good. But now I love history. I wish I would have paid attention more when I was in school.
Why do you wish you paid attention?
Because it could have been interesting if I would have paid attention, but at the time I didn't think it was worth anything, so I didn't.
Why, were there any special fads or sayings when you were in school?
Boy, I don't remember fads. I mean, sayings. I don't remember any special sayings. Oh boy. No, I don't remember any.
Oh, okay. How were kids expected to act or behave?
Act or behave? Well, in school, you mean?
Yeah.
They couldn't run in the halls. No yelling, screaming, throwing spitballs. I mean, you had to keep order. There was no talking in the halls.
What kinds of punishments were given when they disobeyed?
Kinds of punishments. Well, I know that you would get expelled if it was drastic measures, but you got warnings and you got detentions and stuff like that.
Well, what kinds of extracurricular activities were offered?
Not very much. For girls, the only thing there was cheerleading and baton twirling for a while. I was a baton twirler. And for the boys, that's all they had was basketball. And then one class talked a teacher into being a coach so they could have a track team, and I think they have 5 guys on a track team. They talked some teachers into making a baseball field so they could have baseball games, but there really wasn't very many extracurricular activities then.
When you were a baton twirler, do you remember any special moments?
I remember marching in the parade the school had for non-consolidation parade, whatever it was called. And we marched and carried flags. And I remember twirling at basketball games.
Did any sports teams win a trophy or tournament?
Probably, but I don't remember any.
Well, could you describe the effect if it had on the school?
I can't remember.
What kind of plays or programs were staged when you were in school?
We always had a Christmas program. And the senior class always had a senior class play.
Were you in any of that?
I was in every Christmas program. And then the senior class play I was into.
Did you participate in any? Please describe.
What I did? Well, when I was in grade school, in the plays, Mrs. Gleason always had the little kids acting old things, and like we had to carry jingle bells one year, I remember, and sing songs. But as we got older, the older kids mainly sang in a chorus. So I was always singing in a chorus.
Do you remember any humorous or interesting stories about them? What was lunch? What was lunchtime like?
I like lunch. They were home cooked meals. The cooks would come in every day and cook the meals right in the kitchen. And I used to help with the cooks with the dishes and things. And I used to be a plate scraper. There was always about two of us every day would help set the tables. We would set napkins and silverware on the tables, and the kids would come through and get their food. And then we'd have a cart that we would wheel out and a bucket where we would scrape all the sloppy food into. It would get pretty gross sometimes. And we'd just have to clean all the dishes and pile them up, and then we'd take them into the kitchen so the cooks could wash them.
Where did everyone eat?
We set up tables in the auditorium. Or the gym.
What did you do for lunch every day?
What did I do for lunch? In high school, I used to help the cooks and scrape the plates and clean up.
Well, who was the principal when you were in school? And please describe.
Oh boy, I think Mr. Millman was through most of it. Describe him. All I really remember is he was sort of a gruff man, stocky, glasses. He was always nice to me.
Did you have lots of homework?
I remember lots of homework, but I never seemed to have trouble getting it done.
What was it like?
Homework?
Yeah.
Probably like yours. Math, English.
What did you do after school hours?
After school, I was a very busy person. I know I used to I don't remember if it was one or two nights a week. I was in Blue Notes. So we would have Blue Note practice. Thursday nights, we always wanted to go downtown because that's where all the kids did, was hang around town on Thursday nights.
Well, where was your favorite place to hang out?
Probably Main Street. You used to just walk up and down and up and down. The main drag.
Describe the graduation ceremony at National Mind.
At National Mind? When I graduated. They would play that Pomp and Circumstance song. We had an auditorium with a stage. And the seniors would march down the aisle and have to climb up the stairs to go onto the stage. And they had the program up at the stage. And then we'd get the diplomas and we'd have to march down the other side and up the other aisle to go out.
What special memories do you have of graduation?
What memories?
Yeah, what special memories?
Well, I was supposed to graduate in 67, but I quit school halfway through my 11th grade and I got married and I had my little girl, Lisa. And then I went back to school halfway through 68 and went to school with the kids, and my grandmother babysat Lisa. And I used to go to school every day with the kids, and I finished with my sister's class, with Peggy's class, and graduated in 1968.
Were you able to maintain contact with your children, with your childhood friends?
One of them I have, Bonnie Morcom, and we were best friends through school. And most of my other friends, when I got married right away and left, and my husband was in the Navy, so we were moved a lot, we were gone a lot, and I just never was around to visit with them. We didn't move back here until 74.
Well, did any of your teachers have impact on you, on your life?
I think Mrs. Gleason, my kindergarten and music and art teacher, had the most influence in my life.
Why?
Because it stirred my talents for art and plays.
Well, that's all of it, so thanks for your time.